tuned up, and rolling. It's the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
We were walking in
high cotton, old times that are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never fallen.
You know, I almost said you were going to be talking cotton. Gary, make sure you've got high cotton. I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to have to open my mouth. He's going to...
I always check with Skyview before the show, and Wayne loves Alabama. And he just got finished coming back from a trip in Las Vegas. He said he loved the show. The show's great. So there you go, Wayne.
The Mark Wilmer Pumping Station is located at the Parker Dam and is the beginning of the 336-mile journey of Central Arizona Project Canal. But who is Mark Wilmer? Many people say he's Arizona's biggest unsung hero and known as Arizona's water master. He was a point man in what is still to this date the longest court case hearing. It went from 1952 in the Supreme Court to 1963.
And we were on the very verge of losing that court case. Wilmer took it over, reversed the whole direction that the case was going, and won it.
And is still his law office, Wilmer and Snell, or Snell and Wilmer. Is still in operation today. So here's the true or
his
false.
His biography is a good read.
Here's the true or false trivia question. That pumping station pumps water 800 feet vertically up into the mountains and drops into a tunnel, and that starts the flow. To pump that water, it's 66,000 horsepower pumps, each requiring 50 megawatts of power. True or false? That's more power than Lake Havasu City uses on its hottest day. True or false? If you think that's true, text true to 411-923. If you think it's false, text false to 411-923. The pumps use more power than the city of Lake Havasu. Now, the city of Lake Havasu is about 40,000 people. That's a lot of buildings.
Yeah, so, it is. A lot of air conditioning.
We'll pick a random right winner and send you passes to Arizona State Parks. Good for any of the 35 Arizona State Parks, including the newest one, Havasu Riviera in Lake Havasu City. You can download the app and take it with you forever where you're going on your Arizona staycation. Back to Mr. Jesse Curley and our cotton topic. We had a great preview in the last segment about Litchfield and Chandler and Goodyear. These were all people. Well, maybe not Goodyear. Was Goodyear after a man's name?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think your mic's on. There you go. But Chandler and Litchfield both were people.
Right.
What's your history? I've got an incredible bio on you here.
Well, I grew up in a little small town in Texas and very near Louisiana. I went to Texas A&M University. By the way, we beat LSU last year in football,
here we go.
Rosie.
Here we go.
But anyway, when I finished school, I went to work for the company in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and was sent to Atlanta, Georgia. And not too long after that, I went to work in the textile industry. For the textile industry itself as a public relations, kind of a lobbying activity with the textile manufacturers, and that's how I got into cotton. I worked there for about 7 or 8 years and got to know a lot of people in the cotton industry from all over, from all of the cotton belt, from all the way from Mississippi to California. And they offered me a job in Arizona with SUPEMA, which was the organization that promoted American Pima cotton. They did public relations. We basically develop markets for Pima and that kind of thing. So that's what I did for 35, 36 years, working with SUPEMA. I retired about 3 years ago, and now I'm working as a consultant for the country of Egypt.
Interesting.
That's buying property in Imperial Valley.
Who, Egypt?
Right.
Are they?
Well, isn't it Saudi Arabia and Egypt? They're buying all that land down by Yuma?
I know Saudi Arabia, I know. Yeah, they were going to grow. Yeah, they were growing things down there and then exporting it, of course. That's right. Yeah. I don't know that Egypt was. They might have been. Oh. I wouldn't say that they are not. But
I may have my Middle East countries mixed up.
They don't have the money that the Saudis have, so I'm not sure. But anyway, that's a very brief history. As I said, I grew up in Texas, but I've been here for 40 years. This is home.
And you shared with us during the last break, you've got a second home. You're going to go enjoy a hot Arizona weekend up in the cool mountains and smelling ponderosas.
Yeah, try to get up to Flagstaff for a few days and then go back up over the 4th and with all of my my kids and my grandkids. So looking forward to that.
And in your time in profession, you were a member of a lot of different associations and the Rotary Club and a lot of community outreach.
Right, yeah. I've been a member of the Phoenix Rotary Club for probably 40 years or so, and different organizations, different cotton organizations, and things like that, yes.
Well, Jesse Curley's sharing a little bit about Arizona cotton here with us at Rosie on the House. This is our 7 o'clock hour, our Arizona Staycation Hour. It's all things Arizona-related. We focus on the city of wherever our staycation destination is that week, and it's Lake Havasu City this month. All month long, we've been talking about Lake Havasu, and the answer to your question, true or false, does the 66,000 horsepower pumps that pumps water out of Parker Dam into the CAP use more energy than Lake Havasu City on its hottest day? That is true. If you answer true, watch your phone. We'll pick a random right winner during the news broadcast and send you two tickets to Arizona State Parks.